The phoenix, a mythical bird that rises again from the ashes, is a fitting inspiration for a collective of 30 artists, many of them veterans of Northwest Arkansas's ever-changing artistic community, now celebrating their first year as a collective by artists, for artists. Phoenix Collective is rounding out the year with an exhibition at the Chancellor Hotel, where I met with organizer Jeannie Parham and two other founding members.
I do curation, organizational work. I'm a collector, I'm a lover of the arts, a former gallery owner and operator.
I'm Zavina Schmidt. I came here originally for graduate school in creative writing, and I have an MFA in literary translation, and I'm now a photographer and have been a photographer for 10 years.
I'm Octavio Logo. I'm a generally visual artist from Mexico City specifically. And I meet these wonderful people from now Phoenix 2 years ago exactly.
Phoenix's exhibition is scattered throughout the hotel, with some pieces, like Kevin Arnold's vast and dizzying geometric canvases, or Eugene Sargent's undulating sculptures of unfinished wood and metal, immediately gaining your attention.
One very impactful piece is the piece by Kevin Arnold that will greet you as you come, you know, in the door. And the name of that piece is The Last Party. It has a stunning, some three-dimensional aspect to it. It's a very large-scale painting. The painter did this work and the other large-scale piece that he has, which is called Slow Burn, after the election. I would just let you stand in front of either painting and you can draw your own conclusions about what he might have been thinking.
Others are nestled in quiet places that invite exploration and then undisturbed contemplation, like the triptych by Robert Ross, esteemed former professor of art at the University of Arkansas. His work, A Secret Garden in Paris, occupies an almost chapel-like space on the second floor, overlooking the street below.
It's this beautiful piece that shows kind of a rural, small-town French scene. It's a triptych, so it's in three pieces, and it's all pastel colors. It's very spring-like, but kind of a melancholy spring. And in the background, there's a town, like it looks like a French small town, and there's a park, this bucolic scene in a park with sculptures and statues and lots of women sitting, looking pensive, and you can just get absorbed into this painting and join this nice, melancholy, romantic mood.
Zavina describes Ross as a Fayetteville institution, and all three speak highly of painter Bill Flanagan, who passed away earlier this year. It's this emphatically expressed respect for their fellow artists that helps define Phoenix. Phoenix's status as a collective means that it subsists on dues from its member artists, encouraging members to think of each other as equal participants rather than competitors.
Having a strong artist community is incredibly important, and so that was really the passion that brought everybody back together, and then how we have reached out to other artists who have seen this community in good times and in bad times stay together and support each other, collaborate, find interesting and new ways to innovate and work together.
The community has always been kind of loose, the artist community. So people have come together for projects or for short-term organizations. And so a lot of us knew each other from those activities. And there is that general sense still that while the arts are of growing importance in Northwest Arkansas, there still aren't that many like professionally run opportunities for professional artists to collaborate and show and interact with the community.
One of the most wonderful things that I noticed when I came here my first time was the community, the artists sharing things that normally are difficult to find, like someone talking about their process in their works.
Really, our view is that all the artists members of Phoenix own Phoenix. We feel very strongly about everybody's, you know, weighing in on every decision that we make, and we truly are artist driven and very artist centric. And so, you know, it's not like someone swooped in and said, you know, here's a whole lot of money, but this is how I want things done. This is very much an organization driven by the thoughts and desires of the artists who are part of it.
We can create something completely different than the rest of the places, operated mostly by business idea or like profit. So we are, of course, thinking about that, but we love the community and we think that that could be amazingly to just to continue.
The Phoenix Collective's current exhibition runs at the Chancellor Hotel until January 6th, with art on display in lobbies on the first and second floors. Some of Phoenix's works will also be featured at Stage 18 this first Thursday, December 7th, from 5 to 9 p.m. If you're excited about another artistic collective's efforts in the community, feel free to let us know in the comments on the digital version of this story on KUAF.com. I'm Sumner Coy, and this has been KUAF Arts Beat.